This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Randy Brown. Randy's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com within the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Randy. How are you this afternoon?
Unbelievable. How are you doing?
Doing good. Randy, would you mind telling us a bit about yourself and your investing background?
I got started back in the 80s, and I started investing as a sideline to my full-time business and picked up some real good opportunities, and that's really what got me hooked on it.
Okay. Do you invest full-time or part-time now?
I'm a full-time real estate investor.
Okay, so I guess you got to quit that full-time job, huh?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Nothing but real estate now.
Good deal. Okay, how many hours do you spend per week on investing activities, and how is the majority of that time spent?
Well, that varies dramatically depending on what I'm doing at the time. If I'm in the middle of a rehab, and I just finished up 5 rehabs back in August, and then I'm working 24/7 because I believe in a quick turnaround. I don't want things to stand vacant at all. So I get in, I get the job done as quickly as I possibly can, get my marketing going. So in a situation like that, and I worked like 6 weeks straight, 24/7 for the most part, and never let up until I had all those properties completed and rehabbed and rented. But typically, when I'm not in the process of actually rehabbing some property, I spend an hour a day researching property and going out and looking at the property, and barring any unforeseen air conditioning problems, et cetera, I might spend 3 or 4 hours a week. I can tell you I spend more time on the golf course and driving range than I do with my real estate.
Very good. Okay, what inspired you to get started investing in real estate?
Well, like I say, I started back in the 80s, and the last time that we had a downturn in the economy and real estate went on sale, that's when I kind of jumped into the market. And I sold most of my stuff back in the late 90s, early 2000s, because it was real obvious that the market was getting ready to crash. And so I just sat it out and waited for the crash, and sure enough, it came around as predicted, and I knew it was time to get back in when the foreclosure started rising and the interest rates started dropping. So I jumped back in and started building my portfolio back up at that time.
Okay. As far as now is concerned, do you focus more on buying, fixing, and selling, or buying and holding properties as rentals in this market?
I'm a firm believer in buy and hold in this market. This is a buyer's market all the way, and I have some people out there that are successfully flipping things, but that's just not my business model. I believe in buy and hold, and I'm generating a real good return on my investment, much more so than what I could do with anything else. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm just in a buy and hold and ROI.
Okay. What are your plans for the current deal that you just purchased on MyHouseDeals?
I plan on holding that for 3 to 5 years until the market turns around, and then I'll go ahead and start selling. I'm in my early 60s right now, so I plan on selling things out. When I get into my mid-60s, I'll probably start selling things, and I think we'll start seeing an upturn in the market in about 3 to 5 years and make that equity start paying off at that time.
Okay. How many properties did you look at before deciding on this deal?
Well, that's kind of a tough question because I look at property every day. I have my HAR and my MyHouseDeals.com emails come through every day, so I'm looking at properties every day. Probably physically going out and looking at properties, I may have looked at a half a dozen. But it's just so easy right now with MyHouseDeals.com and the internet and information that we get. You don't have to go out and look at every single property physically. before you decide to buy something or whether or not it's a good deal. You can do so much research on the internet.
Okay.
It just makes it so much easier.
Yeah. What made this deal stand out from the rest of the other deals that you did look at?
Price. And I stay in a specific market area, so I know exactly what the rental rates are in here, and I knew I could cash flow real well on this particular property. So when it first came on the market, I made an offer on it. It took me, I actually ended up making offers on this particular property three different times because it went off the market on two previous occasions, and because of my interest in the people in MisaHouseDeals.com, or more specifically, I guess the wholesalers that I had done business with knew of my interest in this property. So when it came back on the market the third time, I was contacted, and we closed on the deal within 24 hours.
Okay. What are the main things that you look for and or avoid when you're inspecting a property?
First thing I look at is the roof. Roofing has gotten exorbitantly expensive after the hurricane, and so roofs are real important as far as keeping your rehab costs down. Also look extensively at the foundation. I always looked at foundations, but more so now with the dry weather, there's a lot of foundations that are cracking out there, and it can be a real expensive rehab if you're not already tied in with a good foundation company. So roofs and foundations are like the first thing I look at. And after that, I try to look to see if it's been vandalized and if in any case there is a situation where people have gone in and stolen the copper out of the house, that's a no deal at all. It's just so expensive to get that permitted and rewired that that's a deal you walk away from immediately. A minor sheetrock repairs, you know, can be expensive if you've got a lot of those in the house, but for the most part, it's roofs, foundations, and whether or not there's been an extensive amount of vandalism in the house.
Do you mind sharing the purchase price, cost of repairs, and the ARV with us from your current deal?
No problem whatsoever. I paid $54,000 for the house, and the rehab was about $9,000. I had $9,800 on my rehab budget. I think I came in around $8,900. And the appraised value at the time of financing was $96,000.
And how did you finance your purchase?
I did a hard money loan on that. I use hard money quite a bit because that way I can close on it quickly and get in, do the job, and then refinance once I've got a tenant in place.
Okay. What type of financing options would you suggest to other investors that are just starting out?
Well, it depends a lot on what you're looking for. You know, like I said earlier, I'm looking for return on investment. So the least amount of money I can use out of pocket, the better off I am and the higher my return on investment. So that's one of the reasons why I use hard money loans. A lot of it depends on how aggressive you want to be. If you want to get out there and buy several properties, you're better off to use hard money loans, and that way you keep your cash, because your available cash is going to determine whether or not you can buy properties in the future. So here again, I use hard money loans, little cash out of pocket, and then refinance down the road.
Okay. And Randy, what advice would you give to some newbie investors from the experience that you've generated?
Well, first thing I would say is go ahead and buy everything you can right now. This opportunity is not going to last very long, and I bought 7 properties over the last 3 years. Wish I had bought more, but like I say, I do this specifically for return on investment, and that's what I'm looking for is the best deal in a specific area of town. So, you know, I encourage everybody to get out there and buy everything that they can while we got low interest rates and low prices. And another thing that I like to throw in is that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And the decisions you make on a daily basis will determine where you're at in the future. And I would also suggest to everybody that's listening that you sign up for MyHouseDeals.com so that you get the best opportunities.
Okay. Well, I think you've given us some really great tips, Randy. Thank you for meeting with me today. And I hope that all of the information that you've given us will help some other investors in the future.
I hope so as well. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you so much.